KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's check girls softball from around the area last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Glenwood swept a doubleheader from Atlantic, 6-4 and 10-8 the scores. Harlan took two from Shenandoah, 5-0 and 5-2. Lewis Central swept a pair from Clarinda, 11-1 and 5-4. Denison took two from Red Oak, 9-8 and 16-4, while Creston shut out St. Albert twice, 17-0 and 12-0. In Western Iowa Conference softball, AHSTW beat Audubon 8-3, Underwood over IKM Manning by a 9-2 final. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 16-0. It was Missouri Valley over Riverside 5-3. In the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison defeating Exira EHK 8-1. Cam defeated Woodbine 6-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Woodbine grabbed the second game 11-4. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Bedford beat Nottoway Valley in 10 innings 12-7. Also last night, Lennox beat Griswold 10-0 in girls softball. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 15-4. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 5-3. Denison beat Red Oak 3-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Red Oak won a slugfest 16-13 in the second game. St. Albert split with Creston, winning 10-2 in the opener. Creston wins 19-10 in the second game. Western Iowa Conference play saw Audubon beat AHSTW 11-1. Underwood over IKM Manning 14-3. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 4-1. Missouri Valley over Riverside 18-1. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Exira EHK by a 7-1 final. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 10-0. Cam twice over Woodbine by identical 12-3 scores. Also Bedford beat Nottoway Valley in the Pride of Iowa Conference 6-2. Also around the area, Lennox beat Griswold 8-0. West Harrison over Fremont Mills 12-6 last night. Lewis Central High School baseball coach Lee Toole reached a milestone this week. Toole became just the eighth Iowa High School baseball coach to reach 900 wins when his Titans beat Kemper Catholic. It was a mark his family told him was fast approaching.
My two boys have been letting me know on a weekly basis how close I've been getting. So it's been in the back of my mind, but it isn't anything I've been dwelling on, just because we've got a pretty young baseball team this year, and it's a fun group to be around. We're winning our conference, and so it was a situation where the games have been more important to me for a team aspect and a winning aspect there than hitting this milestone.
Toole began coaching in 1984 at New Hartford and also had a stop at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. He says he's been fortunate to have good teams and still loves the game. He has no plans to retire, but says he is at the tail end of his career. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, JT Riddle smacked a two-run homer in the 11th inning, and right-hander Zach Gallen worked five innings in his Major League debut as the Marlins beat the Cardinals 7-6 last night. Gallen gave up one run on five hits, striking out six. Also in the National League, Colorado beat Arizona in 10 innings, 6-4. Washington over Philadelphia, 7-4. Chicago beat New York, 7-4. Cincinnati, 7-1 over Milwaukee. L.A. beat San Francisco, 9-8. In the American League, the Royals reached Twins ace Jake Odorizzi for four runs and eight hits in only four innings in a 4-1 win against Minnesota. Also in the AL, Texas beat Cleveland 4-2. The Yankees over Houston, 10-6. Toronto beat L.A. in 10 innings, 7-5. Oakland beat Tampa Bay, 5-4. Seattle down Baltimore, 5-2. Major League Baseball could be returning to Montreal on a part-time basis. Commissioner Rob Manfred says the Tampa Bay Rays have been given the go-ahead to explore something really odd, the possibility of playing a split season between St. Petersburg and Montreal. There's no timetable for the possible plan. An idea under consideration is for the Rays to play early in the season in Tampa Bay and then play their later home games in Montreal. Tampa Bay is averaging fewer than 14,600 fans per home game, ahead of only the Miami Marlins. The Expos played in Montreal from 1969 to 2004 before leaving Quebec for Washington. Louisville has advanced in the College World Series while eliminating Mississippi State. Drew Campbell singled home Danny Oriente in the bottom of the ninth inning, giving the Cardinals a 4-3 win against the Bulldogs. Mississippi State led 3-2 in the ninth until Oriente singled home the tying run. Louisville made up a three-run deficit to advance past a third game for the first time in their five College World Series appearances. They'll play number 2 national seed Vanderbilt in the Bracket 2 final coming up today. Iowa State sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton has been named to the USA Basketball Under-19 World Cup roster. He becomes the first Cyclone since Craig Brackens in 2009 to earn a spot on a USA Basketball roster. Brackens played in the World University Games. Halliburton and his teammates will travel to Greece on June 24th, with tournament play beginning June 29th, going on through July 7th. Well, Zion Williamson is coming to New Orleans. The Pelicans took the Duke freshman forward with the first overall pick in last night's NBA draft. Williamson became the third freshman to be voted Player of the Year by the Associated Press, averaging 22.6 points, 8.9 rebounds, shooting 68% from the field for the Blue Devils last season. Williamson is the likely replacement for All-Star forward Anthony Davis, who was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers last week. The Grizzlies wasted no time in replacing veteran point guard Mike Conley, selecting Murray State sophomore Jay Morant with the second overall selection. R.J. Barrett became the second Duke freshman to be chosen when the Knicks grabbed the swingman with the third overall pick. The Hawks moved up to the fourth choice and came away with Virginia forward DeAndre Hunter. And the Hawks are sending the rights to the 8th, 17th, and 35th overall picks to the Pelicans, along with a protected first-round pick from Cleveland in 2020 that Atlanta had. Also, the Cavaliers used the number 5 pick on Vanderbilt point guard Darius Garland. Drake Stadium has hosted several big events, but Blake Bolden calls the field for next month's USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships unprecedented. Nearly 100 Olympians, including 25 who have earned Olympic gold, will compete to earn a spot on the U.S. squad that will compete in the World Championships in Qatar. The director of the Drake Relays will serve as director of the USA Championships and says it will feature a blend of experience and youth.
Like six-time Olympic gold medalist Allison Felix, all the way to the number one athlete in the world in the men's 200 and the reigning U.S. 100 champion Noah Lyles, who's just 20 years old. And all told, we'll have more than 95 Olympians, 95 already currently committed. And that doesn't even count those future stars like Noah, who hasn't made an Olympic team yet. So it really will be one of the best track and field meets in the world, maybe ever.
Christian Coleman and Noah Lyles will be favored in a star-studded 100 that also includes American record holder Tyson Gay. The American women are also dominating in the sprints, including the 100 hurdles, where Americans hold down four of the top five spots in the world rankings. Those U.S. championships in Des Moines are scheduled July 25th through the 28th, rather. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.